Quiet, please. Play.
William Hill brings you expert previews and live in-play betting analysis every day of Wimbledon. InPlayRadio.co.uk. Your eyes on a world of betting. It's Wimbledon 2016. Plenty of betting available at WilliamHill.com, on the William Hill app, and in any William Hill shop right around the country. So make sure you check out all the enhanced prices. Dave Kellner, our resident tennis expert, is going to take you through the top women in the betting here at William Hill.
Serena Williams has won 21 Grand Slam titles, but significantly, she hasn't won any of the last three. That is significant because she's been beaten by players you would have expected her to dispatch in the past. Garbine Muguruza beat her at the French, Angelique Kerber beat her in the final at Australia, and in the semi-final when chasing that season slam in 2015 at the US Open, Roberta Vinci, the diminutive Italian, took care of Serena Williams in three sets. Serena, it feels like to me she's on the way now, and at a short price, easily opposable from my standpoint this fortnight at Wimbledon. I enjoy watching Garbine Muguruza play tennis. She's strong and powerful, engages from the back of the court, and she was fantastic at the French Open, dismissing Serena Williams in the final 7-5, 6-4. On the grass, it's a slightly different scenario. She's not got the same sort of time to set herself, and even though she reached the final last year, I think this comes too soon after that win at Roland Garros. She's been beaten on the grass recently by Kirsten Flipkins, and she looks a little bit short in the market, in my opinion. Wimbledon champion in 2011 and 2014, Petra Kvitova will fancy her chances. It always seems to me that powerful left-handed serve is a factor on the grass at Wimbledon, and if she can negotiate her way through the first couple of rounds, she has a chance. Disappointing in the French Open and in Australia, but she's better on this surface. As well as those two wins, she reached the semi-final in 2010 and the quarter-final in 2012 and 2013. The worry is it's a difficult opening round match against Sarana Kostea, who played well in Mallorca recently on the grass, coming through qualifying and beating Daniela Hantikova and Yulia Putintseva. Tough opening round match against Sarana Kostea. Petra Kvitova looks a little bit underpriced. We've been waiting maybe longer than many anticipated for Madison Keys to win her first Grand Slam title. I believe it could come at Wimbledon this fortnight. She won in Birmingham on the grass recently, beating Barbara Strakova in the final, and she's got a good-looking draw. That third quarter doesn't look strong to my eye, and Simona Halep may be the only real stumbling block in the fourth round. Keys made the quarter-final at Wimbledon last year. Two slam results this year, fourth-round Australian Open, fourth-round French Open. She's got a good game for the grass, is perfectly primed to win her first Grand Slam at Wimbledon. The aforementioned Simona Halep doesn't really have that much form on the surface, in all honesty. I did reach the semi-final here back in 2014, but that looks something of an anomaly. I was knocked out in the first round in 2012 and 2015, and only reached the second round in 2011 and 2013. If Simona Halep gets through to the fourth round and faces Madison Keys, I think Keys has the game to beat her. There's a possibility that Simona Halep is coming in slightly undercooked as well. She hasn't had any grass court experience this season, having been beaten in the last 16 by Samantha Stosur at the French and rested since then. I don't like Simona Halep at the prices, and I think Madison Keys will beat her if they meet in the fourth round. This is straightforward for me. You've got to take on Serena Williams as far as I'm concerned. She hasn't won any of the three slams, and even though she's won 21 in her career, she's 34 years old now and possibly past her best. At the other end of the spectrum, Madison Keys is going to come into her own sooner rather than later. Her game is tailor-made for Wimbledon, made the quarter-final here last year, and good results at the French Open and the Australian Open this season have her primed for a run at the title. I think anything in double figures is good for Madison Keys.